Well, tonight is a very special night. It's a banquet for our mother. She's very old, so every year we have this kind of ceremony. It's very important. Without mom, we won't exist.
That's Douglas Vu from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He's here in Milwaukee's Rice Palace restaurant to take part in a mother honoring ceremony. Folks are milling around, catching up with relatives who've come from far away. And a lot of them have something special with them, a small piece of string.
Well, that string is like everyone here, great or small, bring a blessing for the old ones. So the more people tying it, the more blessing you got.
Douglas's mother, Mrs. Mia Pao Vu.
Happy for everybody, all the grandkids, and everybody's here.
No one here knows exactly how old Mrs. Vu is. She was already a grandmother when she and her family escaped from Laos during the Vietnam War with the help of her daughter, Mai Tao.
I be the one and I help my mom and help all my brother and sister to cross the Mekong. Make sure that everybody have enough to eat and be quiet on the way. We know that we cannot live there, so we sneak out.
And maybe it's partly because they had to abandon their homeland and risk their lives to be here that the Hmong people cherished their elders so much. Mrs. Vu stands at a table flanked by several other Hmong elders. They all hold up one arm as relatives line up. One by one, they begin wrapping white strings of yarn onto the elders' wrists while giving their blessings.
Well, it goes like today is a blessing day. All your sons, your grandchildren, each of us come and give you a blessing, tie you a string to give you a good luck for live for another 100,000 years.
The elders all stand still, turning their hands up, then down. Mai Zhang Vu explains.
When the hands are downturned like this, that means that the person who's doing the blessing is blessing away all the bad things that happen in her life, you know, to chase them away. So in the up hand, he then wish her all the good things. So when her hands are up that way, that means she opens to his words, you know, like when you're going to receive something, you grab it like that. And the other way is to let it go.
That lesson, grab good fortune and let bad things fall away, is one that the Hmong people have had to take to heart as they've adapted to their new country. Despite being so far from their homeland, they're doing their best to hold on to their core values, including reverence for parents and elders.
We treasure our elderly and respect our old people, not only because they're wise, but they love, they care for us when we are babies. And when you come home from school or some place, they always greet you and say, oh, son, you're home. If you're hungry, here's food. And things like that. That's the warm feeling that you got from the mom.